Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And this begins our position series podcast as the 2022 college football season is essentially upon us. So we're going to do a podcast for each positional series. We're going to start things off with the offensive line, such a strength for Scott Satterfield and his staff this year. Nick Cardwell and that group have seemingly come together great. It's a deep group. They even like some of the new faces that are now on campus are challenging as well. So there's a lot to like in the offensive line unit. Jody, let's start with that top five. I mean, when you talk about this Louisville offensive line, one of the things that really jumps out is veteran experience. I mean, this is a talented bunch that has played a lot of snaps.
Michael, usually we're at this point of the year, and I can never remember, even last year when we kind of knew what the five were going to be years ago, one of the Bobby Petrino years, we knew kind of what, but you always have maybe this guy will get that position, or maybe that guy will do that position. And I don't think that's the case this year. I think these five guys, Brian Hudson, Caleb Chandler, Adonis Boone, Renato Brown, and Trevor Reed are locked in. Now, that's not because they don't have guys behind them. It's because they're such a veteran group, and they've been doing this together for so long that they're locked in for their abilities, for their cohesiveness, and because I think that they're the best guys, you know, to put together. But again, Michael, that doesn't mean they don't have other guys, and that's the crazy thing about this year. Is quite honestly, I believe there's eight guys that could be starters if something were to happen for Louisville. And it's been a long time since we've been able to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you've got your core five, but really that first team unit kind of basically almost every time we write a story, whether it's an individual player or a focus on the offensive line as a whole, you almost kind of have to treat it as there's essentially almost eight guys who could be considered starters for this group. And what a luxury that is, obviously, for Cardwell. You know, obviously we saw a lot of Michael Gonzalez last year. I think he's continued to grow, hearing a lot of good things. The players have spoke highly of Luke Kandra as well. Joshua Black's getting a lot of talk. We've heard stuff about Austin Collins. So even outside of that top eight, you're still hearing a lot of positive stuff. And we've recently heard Coach Cardwell and Adonis Boone both gave positive, I guess, reviews to the freshman Max Cabana. So it's a group, and Kobe Baines has had some positive feedback from players as well. So there's a lot of positive coming out of this group, which, you know, you love to have that depth, guys that are able to and capable and experienced in a lot of the cases to step in when somebody needs a breather, or if knock on wood, unfortunately, you know, little bugs or injuries can happen. So if needed, can step into a larger role. Obviously a lot is made of Malik Cunningham, understandably, but this is an offensive line that's really can determine the strength of this Louisville offense this year.
Well, yeah, you throw this offensive line in, the veterans and the guys that they have on there with the running back group that is, I think, one of the strongest that we've seen at the University of Louisville as far as depth-wise is concerned, and it gives you a really potent attack there. On the offensive side of the ball. With the first five, Michael, I do think Brian Hudson is the key, in my opinion, to that first five. I thought last year, so was that a scrimmage in the preseason last year? And Michael Gonzalez went in at guard and Brian Hudson went in at tackle and Brian Hudson went in at center. So they were moving kind of things around in this scrimmage. And I'll never forget, I was standing there and Michael Bush, Mario Uridi and a couple other guys, you know, former guys were there as well. And they all kind of made mention that, like, hold on a second, the line is better right now than it was earlier in this scrimmage. And so we were looking, I was like, oh, it's Brian Hudson in there at center. So I'm really excited about that. Look, a lot of people forget he played 10 games as the starting center at Virginia Tech as a true freshman. And I think that is a big, I think that's a big thing that people forget. He is experienced there. It's not like they're just moving this guy around and they're going to throw him in this spot and he's never been there. He's experienced, Michael.
Yeah, you know, and joins an offensive line where that again is the headline. And when you look at, you know, the years of these guys, obviously senior, redshirt senior, when you're talking about Caleb Chandler, a guy who's got an All-American, you know, accolades thrown his way, Adonis Boone, a senior, Renato Brown, a redshirt sophomore, and Adonis Boone. I mean, kind of what you're discussing, you know, talk about there is the flexibility of a lot of the guys on the line. And that, again, is another strength. Obviously, Adonis Boone, a guy that has done that as well. So, you know, and as I look at the two deep, you know, I think there's a lot to get excited about. Well, you were just talking about Brian Hudson, but Austin Collins is a guy that, you know, I think is certainly a guy that is developing in the wings to become another one of those core guys that could potentially see a lot of high rotation as the season progresses.
Yeah, and Michael, I will say this. Look, we talked about it. I think Hudson is the key, but I do think, and I still think, and I'm going to say this until he graduates or turns pro or whatever comes first, because Caleb Chandler is as good of a guard as we've seen at the University of Louisville in my time of being around the program. He is a legitimate candidate for a first-team All-American honors this coming season. I don't know that he'll get that. I think he's kind of behind the eight ball a little bit on that because of Malik, and because, you know, people are going to look at Malik running around and Louisville's going to throw him, you know, so it's going to be tough for him to really kind of get that honor, I think. But he is that good, and he is a really, really talented dude. And I think we could see him play a little bit of center as well. I think we could see him move in there and get some snaps if Hudson needs a break, or if they just want to give a different look. And I do think that we could see some of that different look coming up this year.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, one of the things that the offensive line coach Nick Cardwell said when he was, you know, asked him about Caleb Chandler, and basically he gave this really good answer about how he's handling, you know, all the preseason accolades that are coming his way, that it's not a distraction at all, that he continues to grind like he always has. But at the basically, I think it was the last few words that he said is he came back to win a championship, you know, and that was a big decision that Caleb had to make during the offseason. Should I come back for one more year? Obviously he did. That's huge for Louisville. I think it'll end up being a huge thing for Caleb as his season progresses and he gets a little bit more experience and exposure as well. You know, but I like that mindset coming, you know, from a senior guy that considered a jump to the pro, coming back to Louisville to win a championship. I think sends, you know, a good message throughout the team. I mean, it's difficult to win a championship. You know, I'm not, you know, saying, hey, it's obviously write it in stone because that's what Caleb Chandler came back for. But it's the type of mindset that you need, you know, from your leaders all the way down to your new faces on the roster, if you hope to have that kind of a mentality. And, you know, it was great to hear Coach Cardwell mention that as one of the key reasons that the big guy decided to return.
Yeah, no doubt. No question about it. And I think, again, he's going to end up being all ACC and a chance to be an All-American after his season. But there's also other guys. We've talked about Boone and Hudson and Chandler. How about the tackles? Because Trevor Reed played a lot of snaps last year. Renato Brown's played a lot of snaps the last 2 years. I think these guys give Louisville the opportunity to put a veteran group out there and a group that is going to work well together, with Michael Gonzalez being that kind of swing guy, because I do think we could see Michael Gonzalez start some games. I think he is that good. He played as a true freshman. He played a ton as a true freshman. And really, when you look at it, Michael, he might have been the best true freshman on the team last year. I know Amari Huggins, yeah. Bruce did a lot, but Michael Gonzalez might have been the best true freshman on the team last year. And I know they're excited about him and his future. And then Luke Kandra. Luke Kandra is a guy at the guard position that – he's just a big physical, big, strong physical presence there at guard. He's going to throw people around. He's going to do the right thing. Smart kid. Not only does he have that hair that kind of reminds you a little bit of Eric Wood, but he's got some similarities to E. Wood as far as the aggression and the abilities are concerned as well. I'm never going to compare anybody to Eric Wood because he, again, is one of the top three or four linemen that I've ever seen in person at the University of Louisville. And hopefully Luke Kander can get there. But again, not comparing him to him, but he's got some of those traits in that aggressive nature and all that. And then some of the young guys, Michael, I think we forget, I think we forget about Joshua Black and Kobe Baines a little bit. And then you mentioned Max Cabana. Sam Seacrest is a guy that they've really raved about. MG, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name until I learn it down the road and actually hear it from him. We'll just call him MG like the coaches do. But MG is an absolute freak of a guy. He's a big, strong, physical, athletic guy who really, quite honestly, looks like a big basketball player with that stride. And so guys that I think that Nick Cardwell is going to be able to slowly bring up and bring along. And I think we'll see him in games because, you know, all these guys can play four games and some of them have already used a red shirt, you know, like a Kobe Baines and that. So we're going to see these guys rotating in and out. And it's a strength of this Louisville team. And that's there's no doubt about it. The offensive line is one of the strengths.
Absolutely. And two of the guys you met, well, you kind of gave a great run through on just about everybody there. But two guys that I'm looking forward to see them taking the next step this year is Joshua Black and Kobe Baines. Two guys that are currently going into fall camp. They were number two on the depth chart, but they're at that point, you know, from just experience and weight training and all, you know, and coaching and all that, it's time to kind of take that next step. So I'm looking forward to see how they do perform as the season progresses as well. And, you know, I'm quite curious as far as the other youngsters as well. It's certainly a strength for Scott Satterfield, you know, offensive coordinator Lance Taylor and offensive line coach Nick Cardwell for this team. I mean, if you're going to build an offense around a quarterback as dynamic as Malik Cunningham, with I think what they have great skill at wide receiver, and we know how deep the depth is in the running back room. To have an offensive line like that is certainly a luxury that can really set up a lot of big and exciting things for this offense in 2022. I think, Jody.
Yeah, I don't think there's that's the best way to put it. Is it sets everything up, and you've got experience, you've got the talent, and the ability. I'm just excited to see it how it all kind of comes together. We're going to do one of these, Michael, for each of the position groups out there. And while we started with the strength, we started with the offensive line. Michael and I will be back in a couple days and we'll do the one thing that I think everybody wants to talk about more than anything. Uh-oh. And that's what's going to be happening on the defensive line, because I'm a little more optimistic on the defensive line than I think most people are. We'll tell you about that in our next cards cast. But for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demlin. Keep clicking CardinalAuthority.com. It's that time. Football time is here. And we'll be back with another cards cast edition of looking at the position series on the Louisville football team in a couple of days.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.